Great morning to all of you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Man, I had to put on a classic. Fred Hammond with Glory to Glory to Glory. Man, that took me way back. That took me way back this morning on this day today. Fred Hammond with Glory to Glory to Glory. 7:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 68 degrees here in Columbia, South Carolina. We want to say to all of you today who is with us on this day today, thank you so much for joining me today. Man, I had to go back, man. Don't you know I had to go back to Fred Hammond? That song came out, I think that song came out, that was back in 1998. That song came out. Man, at that time, I was in college. I think I was in college during this time right here. I was in college. And I was actually finishing up college. Actually, I was finishing up my senior year in college. So that song came out. And I tell you, that was one of my favorite Fred Hammond songs. Here we go today. People with a past, we was doing that for the last 2 days. So today we're going to end that devotional today with people with a past. And here we go on this day today. Amen and amen. This woman tried religion, but it couldn't help her. She tried doctors, but they couldn't cure her. And the people around her thought her problem would never be solved. Even she did. But not Jesus. His promise is, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will relieve and refresh your souls. Matthew 11 and 28, the Amplified Version. What a relief. What a relief. You can give your burden to Jesus, no matter how hard life seems. Relief is just a prayer away. Regardless of the obstacles standing in your way, reach out to Jesus. You may have an out-of-wedlock infant cradle in your arms, but keep pressing towards him. You may have been abused or molested and have never been able to tell anyone, but don't stop reaching out to him. You don't have to tell everyone your whole past. Just know that Jesus is calling you. He knows your past, but he's calling you anyway. He doesn't see you as you are, but as you will be when his grace has wrote a work in your life. Mary Magdalene may have been a prostitute before she met Jesus, but she became one of his closest disciples. Remember that. Mary Magdalene may have been a prostitute, but she was one of Jesus' closest disciples. Wow. Wow. Matthew, who wrote the first book of the New Testament, was a tax collector working with the Romans when he met Jesus. But Jesus doesn't examine your path in order to decide what he would do for your future. Saul, the murder of Christians, became Paul the Apostle, author of the half of the New Testament. The good news is, when Jesus saves you, you no longer have a past. You only have a future. What a powerful word today on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast. But let me say this today on this broadcast today, you know, I don't know today. I don't know if it's going to if it's going to rain today or is it just going to be overcast today. Let me just say this today on this broadcast today, man. It is a blessed day. The nuggets that I got from this message today is that the good news is when Jesus saves you, you no longer have a pass. Amen. You no longer have a pass. You only have a future. You only have a future. And I will say this to you today on the broadcast today. Jesus loves you no matter what. Jesus doesn't examine your past. He doesn't decide your past in order to decide what he will do for your future. When Jesus saves you, you only will have a future. You will have a future. Remember, Jesus doesn't examine your past. We all have past. We all have past. But let me just lay this in your ear today on this broadcast today. We all have past. We dealt with an issue that we felt that we was completely done with it. This is a great subject today. People with a past. I never told anybody about my past that I had before, but I will say this today. I had a bad spirit when it comes to pornography. I had a bad past with that. Pornography was my whole world before I got saved. It was like my whole world. And it consumed me. I mean, it really consumed me as a person. It consumed me. I will say this today. Don't let your past consume you. Don't let your past consume you. As we're live on Instagram Live at 7:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, my name is William T. Pearson. Thank you so much for joining me today on the broadcast today. You know, and I just want to say to those who is on the line today, you know, I want to say to you, don't allow your past to dictate what Jesus has for your future. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:17 NLT version, it says, when people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. I want to say this to you today as we're almost one more day close to the Memorial Day weekend. I can't believe it that we're almost close to Memorial Day weekend. Wow. Can't believe it. But like I said this morning, don't allow your past to consume you. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. She was a prostitute. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute before she met Jesus. And she became one of the closest disciples to stick with Jesus. Even though Mary Magdalene had a past. Watch this. Remember this. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. She was a close disciple to Jesus. Matthew. One thing about Matthew. Matthew was a tax collector also. When Matthew was a tax collector working for the Romans, Matthew was a tax collector and he was the first person to write the book of the New Testament. But Jesus does not examine your past. We all have past. We all deal with past. Our past always tries to creep up on us when we're focusing on the future, what Jesus has for us. If Jesus has a future for us, we're going to stick with that future. Jesus got a future for us, y'all. Jesus has a future for us. Jesus has a future for us. Jesus paid the price for us. The Bible says in Matthew 11 and 28, it says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will relieve and refresh your souls." But remember today on this broadcast today, Jesus did a lot. Jesus done a lot for our lives. He did today. He done a lot for our lives. 7:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join Sister Shelley today. Join Sister Shelley today, 9 a.m. right here on Instagram Live and Facebook Live as she's continuing her monthly series titled Standing Attuned. Standing Attuned. Please join Sister Shelley today at 9 a.m. for the broadcast of That Devoted Life. Man. Join me tomorrow morning at 6:30 in the morning. Join me for 30 minutes of prayer. 30 minutes of prayer. I'm just going to go into prayer. Lay it down. Lay it down tomorrow. Then afterwards, then you see the broadcast of Words of Encouragement podcast right here at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. Excuse me, I got something in my mouth here. Sorry about that. But as we're live on Instagram Live at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I hope and pray today that you will be blessed today on this broadcast. Man. Well, thanks to God, I'm going to go into prayer, a little short prayer, and then we're going to log off for this day today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your love today. I thank you for your love today. Father God, I thank you for your love today. Hallelujah. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your love, peace, and attention that you have for us today. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you for just laying down your son, Jesus, who died upon the cross so that we can have life more abundantly. I thank you. I thank you today. Thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Because you never leave me nor forsake me today. You never left me or you never forsake me. You always came at the nick of time. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. As we're live on Instagram Live, right now at 7:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just want to say to all of you that is on the line with me today, I pray today that you have I pray today that you will be blessed with this broadcast today. You know, I love what I do. I love to do podcasts. This is a ministry for me. This is a ministry for me. I love to do podcasts. I love doing that. Now, before I get ready to log off today, I want to say to you today, thank you for joining me on the broadcast today. I pray today that you were blessed by this broadcast. My name is William T. Pearson. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his everlasting light upon this day today. Amen.